Hey everyone, welcome to Movie Dictionary. I'm Jean. Now, our term today is going to be called sword fighting. Now, what's sword fighting? Sword is spelled S-W-O-R-D, and of course, this is a sword. And then fighting is spelled F-I-G-H-T-I-N-G, and that's fighting. Yeah. So, sword fighting. Now, you have a sword here, and you fight with it. That's obvious. But there's all sorts of different swords that you can use. Now, if you look down here, you can see all sorts of really great swords, and they come from all over the world, actually. We have some from Europe, and some from Japan, some from China. And the kind of swords that people fight with dictate how they're going to fight. And so, different movies will have different types of sword fighting based on the type of sword that you see. So that's a very special way of looking at how sword fighting is. Now, next time you watch a movie and you see people fighting with swords, you can kind of tell which part of the world that the sword comes from tells you what kind of fighting they should do, okay? Now, if you look at a lot of different types of swords out there, it can tell you whether it goes fast or slow. But that is really sword fighting. That's all the time we have. Coming up, American slang.
Shalom. You're watching American slang. I'm Duran. Hey, 刚才我跟你打招呼的方法，那个句子叫 OK, Shalom. Yes, 这句话的意思是你好，不过它是希伯来语。哎，你们的节目叫动感英语，为什么叫我们希伯来语？是因为今天我们讲的影片还是 Keeping the Faith, 还记得吗？还有一位主人公要出场了，他叫 Jake, 他是个犹太人，犹太人讲的是希伯来语，那么犹太人这个 Jake 是里面的一个 Lobby, 就算是一个职位吧。好了，那么这个 Jake 他很有机会得到升迁，因为他很好，可是他并不符合那个圈子里面传统好男人的标准。什么是传统好男人的标准？在那个圈子里面表示有妻子有孩子。于是关心他的朋友热心嘛，要给他介绍女友。还记不记得上一期我们刚学过这个地方，我们要用介绍女友叫 set up with, 记住了，永远不要忘 set up with, 给他介绍女友。嘿，会是什么样的女友跟 Jack 去约会呢？一起来看。
Not bad, right?
Ouch.
Punch me.
Excuse me?
You heard me.
I'm not gonna punch you.
I think you will find, Rabbi Shram, that this princess is no pushover.
I can tell. And hey, come on, call me Jake, all right?
Okay, let's get a few things straight here, Jake. One, I like you a lot. And unless my radar is completely on the blink, I think you like me.
Well, I mean, we just met.
Two, I am many things. No one thing defines me.Are we clear about that, Jake?
Yes.
Then let me have it.
I'm not going to punch you.
Punch me.
You're a girl.
Hit
I'm punch
me.
You.
I can take it. I'm not scared.
I know you're not.
I just
you're a girl.
Are you some kind of wuss?
No, I'm not a wuss. I'm not going to punch you.
Little wuss. Little wuss. Little wuss.
来，我们来看看今天的美国律语又要教给你什么好货。这个词组看着叫 on the blink。好，你知道 blink 有点陌生，对吗？这个词。一点也不陌生。 Let me show you what's blink. 我给你演示一下什么是 blink. 好，你来看。 Yes, here. This blink 意思是眨眼睛的意思。所以我如果想说什么东西在 on the blink, 它在眨眼睛，大概是表示 Hey, that is not working properly. Or maybe we will probably break. 这句话的意思是什么东西一眨眼睛，一般是表示恐怕有问题了，恐怕出毛病了，恐怕要坏掉了。
One, I like you a lot, and unless my radar is completely on the blink, I think you like me.
On the blink. Hey, sorry, I cannot text message you because my mobile phone has been on the blink ever since I dropped it in the lake. 这句话的意思是，嘿，抱歉，我恐怕无法给你发短信了，你知道为什么？我的 mobile phone, 我的手机恐怕要完蛋，有问题，有毛病了，自从我把它掉到湖中以后。所以你来看，我的手机出毛病，我的手机快玩完叫
my mobile phone has been on the link.
I'm not gonna punch you.
I think you will find, Rabbi Schramm, that this princess is no pushover.
I can tell. And hey, come on, call me Jake, all right?
Okay, let's get a few things straight here, Jake. One, I like you a lot, and unless my radar is completely on the blink, I think you like me.
Well, I mean, we just met.
Two, I am many things. No one thing defines me. Are we clear about that, Jake?
Yes.
Then let me have it.
I'm not gonna punch you.
Punch me.
You're a girl. I'm
hit
not gonna punch
me.
You.
I can take it. I'm not scared.
I know you're not. I just you're a girl.
Are you some kind of wuss?
No, I'm not a wuss. I'm not gonna punch you.
Little wuss. Little wuss. Little wuss. Little wuss.
Little wuss. 好，欢迎进入经典对白。嘿，刚刚看过的这个片段，那个女人，我们是万万不能再见面了。我们都通不过，对不对？更何况是 Jake。没关系，这个不行，还有下一个，因为这个身边有很多热心的阿姨们为他 set up with， 记不记得？那么你来看，马上一个既漂亮又能干的姑娘就要赴约了，但是我们的 Jake 有一点尴尬难为情，他不太好意思 feel embarrassed， 于是他想了一个点子，那就让他的好友 Anna 和 Brian 假扮成一对夫妇，假扮成一对情侣，情侣和他一同去赴约。
Really?、Mm-hmm. I gotta watch the news more.
You know, I saw your Sarah and Gats report. It was very powerful.
Thanks. I really earned my stripes with that piece.
I earned my stripes by getting through a bris without fainting.
I talked McDonald's out of the McOyster.
And a grateful nation thanks you.
Made me a star.
So how long have you two been together?
Oh, right.
Oh, God. Like, oh, we go way back.
We've all known each other since we were kids because we grew up together.
I used to have a crush on Anna.
Really?
I told you that.
God.
She knew that.
No, you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, we reconnected a couple months ago, this was, and we just clicked very unexpectedly. But...
Oh, God, I think it's so great to be friends first, don't you?
Always. Friends first.
Wow. 看过上面这个片段，来。我们学习第一个原点，这个句子叫 We go way back.
Right.
Oh, God. Like, oh, we go way back.
Yes, we go way back. This phrase means that two or more people have known each other for a long, long, long time. 表示，你看 go way back 表示很久的路，可以走回去，往回走 go way back. 你要想往回走，表示你已经走过了一段距离，对不对？你才可以掉头往回走。所以这个短语的意思是表示两个人的交情很久了，两个人以前在一起已经很长时间了，我们叫 we go way back。 我来给你举个例句，第一个听好了，我给你介绍个新朋友，各位朋友，这个是 Hey, this is Angela， 她是我的朋友叫 Angela， you know what, we go way back， I mean Angela and I, we go way back， yes, I mean we've known each other sinceElementary school. Wow. 这句话的意思是，嘿，我们俩可是老交情了，因为小学的时候我们就在一起认识了。我们来看第二个例句。Hey, because my boss and I go way back. That's right. She was my boss at my first job. 好了，这个句子的意思是，我跟我的老板有交情了。Yeah, we go way back. 为什么？我的第一份工作他就是我老板，哼，原来如此。
Reconnected a couple months ago, this was, and we just clicked, very unexpectedly. But...
Oh, God, I think it's so great to be friends first, don't you?
Always.
各位，我们来看下面这个原点，叫 we just clicked. Okay, this phrase means that two or more people or things get along really well from the first time they meet. 它可以表示。一拍即合，是不是？ Wow, I met my girlfriend, yes, at a party. You know what? I mean, we clicked right away. Wow, we ended up talking about for, gosh, 5 hours. Yes, that's it. 这句话的意思是告诉你，我和我的女朋友是在哪儿认识的？是在一个 party， 对不对？My girlfriend and I, we met at a party. 怎么样了？后面我们两个人，一看就觉得好。 好像有感觉，好像来电。于是我说 ，We clicked right away. Right away 表示当场，立刻，我们两个人就电扯雷鸣了，叫 clicked clicked。结果怎么样 ？We ended up talking for 5 hours.
I talked McDonald's out of the McQuister.
And a grateful nation thanks you.
Made me a star.
So how long have you two been together?
Oh, right.
Oh, God. Like, oh, we go way back.
We've all known each other since we were kids because we grew up together.
I used to have a crush on Anna.
Really?
I told you that.
What?
She knew that.
No, you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, we reconnected a couple months ago, this was, and we just clicked very unexpectedly. But.
Oh, God, I think it's so great to be friends first, don't you?
Always. Friends first.
我们来看今天学的东西可不少。来，我们现在回顾一下 quick review。首先，在英语里面，我们学了一个短语是表示眨眼睛，是形容什么东西要坏了、有问题了、要玩完了，手机啊、电视机啊、交通系统啊，那个短语叫 on the blink。One more time, on the blink. Very good。好，第二个点我们学了一个词是表示我和一个人、你和一个人很有交情，你们可是老朋友了，那个短语叫。Go way back, yes, go way back. 接下去我们学了表示，嘿，两人或者你和谁都可以，一见就感觉到一见如故，一见钟情，一拍即合。我们那个词组叫 click, click。好了，学了这么多东西，相信你全都掌握了。那么呢，别走开，接下去是原声碟。
Hi, welcome to Movie Tune. I'm Vicky. Today we'll be looking at the song I Dare You to Move from the movie A Walk to Remember. The artist of this song is a band called Switchfoot. Switchfoot debuted their first album in 1997 and did such a great job that they won a Best New Artist Award. Looking to the plan. Welcome to existence. Let's take a look at the words to I Dare You to Move from Switchfoot. Welcome to the planet. The planet here just means planet Earth, where we live. Welcome to existence. Existence means to be or to be alive somewhere. That's to exist somewhere. And we all exist on this planet. Everyone's here.Everybody's watching you now. Everybody waits for you now. What happens next? Switchfoot, the people who sang this song, said in an interview that these words are talking about life and what it means to be human, what it means to live in this world, to exist in this world, and have people watching you, and have people wondering what you're going to do. I dare you to move. Dare, the word dare means,To dare someone to do something is to say, I don't think you're brave enough to do it. I bet you can't do it. I dare you to do it. That's I dare you to move. Switchfoot's lyrics are actually really deep, and they like to talk about life and what it is to live in this world. So now you have an idea of what this song means. Listen to it with us and join us next time on Action English. Welcome to the planet. Welcome to existence. Everyone's here. Everyone's here. Everybody's watching you now. Everybody waits for you now.